We're here with Kyra Meyer, counselor for Gilson Middle School. You wanted to share a story with us, a roadblock story.
So this is my suicide and roadblock story. If you are standing on the banks of roadblock and your friend dives in for whatever reason and they swim out a bit, and then you notice that they're having a hard time, they're gasping, their arms are flailing, they go under the water. I don't think any of us in town would stand on the shore and go, man, it looks like Lori's having a hard time in roadblock. I don't know. What do you guys think we should do? I don't think any of us would stand around and talk to each other while we watched Lori struggle. I don't think we would say things like, I don't know if I want to help Lori because I think she might be embarrassed by it. Maybe, I mean, if I offer to help Lori, or if I bring up the fact that I think Lori's drowning, you know, it might hurt her feelings and she might be embarrassed by it. We would never do this. We would be like, oh, holy smokes, Lori's drowning in roadblock. I need you to call 911 and I'm going to go swim in and help her because I'm a strong swimmer and I know I can. When I think of suicide, that's what I think of. I never want us to feel like we've been standing on the shores going, man, it looks like they're really struggling out there. Well, it would be an embarrassing conversation, so I'm just not going to have it. It's okay to get wet and dirty. It's okay to say, hey, I think you might be struggling out here. I mean, the worst they're going to say is, no, I'm just having a hard workout, but thanks for checking. You know, when you see people struggling in roadblock, you're going to help them. When you see people struggling with suicide and self-harm and mental health, go help. Go ask those hard and embarrassing questions. The worst that can happen is they're going to say, thanks for checking, I'm fine.
And of course, people can seek out professionals for that. But you've seen, I would imagine, many cases where a friend has made the
absolutely.
Difference, right?
Yes. And I say that because when I think of all the licensed mental health providers in town, man, there are so few of us and so many of the community members. What are the chances I'm going to conveniently be standing on roadblock when someone is having a problem? Probably slim. But if we empower the community to say, I know you're in need of help. Come with me. We're going to find help for you together. We're more likely to get people the aid that they need.
And I think that maybe even putting someone together with a mental health professional, because I know that I know from doing these podcasts and talking with the various people in our community that are all, you know, your goal is not about you at all. It's really trying to get someone the help that they need, and you don't really care who that's with.
No.
Or there's really no boundaries there.
No.
It's a really sincere effort.
Yes.
And the general public can facilitate those connections with our specialists.
At no point are any of the mental health professionals in town going to have hurt feelings if somebody says, I don't think this is working out with you helping me. I'm going to go get help from somewhere else. That's fine. Please just help your friends out of roadblock. Help get them to the help that they need.
All right. And even once they have that help, just being that friend that listens is...
Yes.
I think Matt Wadsworth, the director of the counseling center, said, you know, you're not going to get a hug from the counseling center. You do still need to reach out in other venues, friends and family. And
absolutely.
As you mentioned, I think in an earlier podcast, churches or that type, it's okay,
totally.
Right, to reach out. People do have a hard time, don't they, reaching out or asking for help.
Absolutely. And that goes back to what we were talking about with stigma. It is scary to reach out for help. Somehow people think that it's a moral failing, which it's not.
Do you have advice for someone who might be struggling? How do they reach out? What are the words to use there?
I think it's totally okay to turn to someone and say, I think I might need some help, right? If we are not experts in our own lives when it comes to things, we go and we seek those experts out. I don't know how to fix my truck. I'm going to bring it to Mark's Repair.
Well, and you might try that one. I think I need help. And the first person might not be interested.
Yeah.
But that's something you could try with three or four people.
Absolutely.
And see who is interested, I guess. Right?
So I tell my students at the middle school all the time, listen, if you go to a trusted adult and you say, hey, I need help, and you feel in your heart that that adult did not help as much as you needed, you go find another adult and you ask again. And you keep asking until somebody goes, holy smokes, you are serious, kiddo. And you go with them. It's very much the same with adults. if you need help and you reach out to someone and they're like, I've had worse, you're fine, go find another friend. That isn't to say that that friend is bad. They're just not the friend you need in this crisis.
Very good. Well, that's a good place to end. Thanks for the story and the follow-up. We addressed a lot if someone out there does need help. And once again, the resources for people who might have struggles with suicidal thoughts or ideation.
Yep.
There's a plethora of places
to call. So many. Check with Providence Counseling. Check with State of Alaska, the helpline, National Suicide Line, your places of worship, your friends, your family, wherever you need to start your journey.